Tonight, Beis Hashem, we want to discuss the halachos of Tzvidas Kelim. Now, how does the Tzvidas Kelim Shaila come up? For a bracha, I'll tell you, very big air. Many bochum have cheese toasters, have George Foreman's, they buy mugs, all sorts of glass cups when it comes to making the kuapi. So the shaila is, does a person have to twiddle these things or not? Well, there's many shailas involved when a person uses certain things when he cooks, whether it be aluminum foil pans or plastic cups. We'll see when a person uses the coffee, if he's allowed to take a spoon of coffee and actually replace it back into the jar, mutter or asa. We'll see, Beis Hashem, certain people when they take a bottle of whiskey, and when it's finished, they like to make their own homemade liqueur. What do? They fill it up with the whiskey bottle. Is that mutter or asa? Because Kobini wasn't driving the club. So these are some of the shadis, Beis Hashem, we want to get to today. So one thing we'll start with is the pasuk in the Halakhos Torah in Bamidbar, Perek Lamed Aleph, and Parashat Mandos tells us that we know that when Klal Yisrael came back from the Melchama from Midian, so they came up with certain utensils, they came up with certain kelim. So the Rabbeinu Shalom told them that you have to do Tzvinas Kelim, you have to take these kelim and you have to toivel them in a mikvah. Where do we know this from? Because the Pasuk says, Kol Dorash Yodah Ve'esh. Well, the Eish, anything that's used with fire, you've got to cash it with fire. That's going to be Hagolah. That we're not going to speak about. Kol Dorash Yodah Ve'esh, something which is used cold, it does not have to be done Ali Day Aish, and it's done Ali Day Mai. And the Gemara in Abu Dzorah Daf Ayin Heyom and Aleph tells us that there is an extra word in the Pasuk. What's the extra word in the Pasuk? V'toher, right? Machlikis, Ramban, Rashi, how we learn that in the Russian V'toher. I'm all going to go Al Pi Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, Simon, Kuf, Chof. That's what the halacha is, that if a person buys a kli from a guy and he goes along and wants to use this kli, he has a chiyuv to do tzvila. Now, the Yerushalmi over there comes along and explains to us what's the pshat of Tzvidas Kelim. Hello, it could be a brand new kli. This guy never used this kli in his life. He not once ever put any food on it. So what's the tzvila over here? What do I need to do? Base life of a guy. Used it for his food. He has a hot tray for food on a plate. Bliyas inside the plate. So I have to go along and remove those bliyas. And you do that if they had gone, if they begin bubbling water, whatever it may be. Over here, the guy didn't touch the plate. He made it, put it in the box, and sells it to me. Now I have to go along with you to see that game. So the Yerushalmi, Pshat is Hashem. When a kli goes from a rishus from a goy to the rishus of a yid, there's a certain tumor and tyro we're dealing with, and we have to pray with it. It has to be Torah. That's how the Yerushalmi brings the chat. Now it's important to know, are we dealing with here with a din d'oraisa or din d'rabbanan? Now there are many poskim that pack a hole, some of them even rishonim. It's a d'rabbanan. It's a nice mitzvah. It's d'rabbanan. However, Rav has Harishonim Bachronim Mavoskim Hold, and let's bring you a list. I made a list for the Olam. We have the Rashi, the Rif, the Ramban, the Rashi, the Ra'ol, the Grod, the Pichodesh, the Pitoy, Graz, then the Shachach, Chazon, Chazam Soifa, just the name of you. All hold we're dealing over here with an Issa Min HaTorah. That's we're dealing with a mitzvah Min HaTorah. That means Tzvilas Kelim is Doraisa. Very important to remember this. There's a big enough Gemini Zobaisa. We'll see in a minute a lot of questions that come up. Person has to realize, are we dealing Doraisa or are we dealing Rabban? Big enough gemilas. Now, just like we said, it goes from a rishus from a goy to a yid. I'll give you an example. Someone asked me last week, he buys a kli from a chiloyim. He buys a kli from a machal Shabbos. So everybody knows the Gemara Shabbos tells us that if a person is machal Shabbos for Bahesia, he has a din of a goy. He's a goy. So it could be, as we asked me, if I buy a kli from a chvay, some chiloyim, some guy that's mamash machal Shabbos, could be, I have to do tzvidas kelim on it. So it's the only Michas now, we're not going to discuss so much in the Shi'i, the Machlokes, Chassam Sofer, and the Avnei Nezer, the Maisa, the Rav Moshe, and Negus Moshe, and also Rav Avadi Yosef, many Poskim Paskin, that Avadi we can be Makel, and if you Avadi Mechelon, you don't have to cash it. Now, the Yisrael is, of Tzvidas Kelim, like we said, it goes from a Shus of a Goy to a Yid. Now that means, if you buy it from a Yid, it doesn't mean, so the guy who's in the shop, goes a beard, long the pious, he's a Jew. So if he's a Jew and I'm buying it, I don't need to do that skin. Where is it? Oh, but you have to remember who made this kli, who originally owned this kli. Right? For example, you could buy certain bechas in Eretz Yisrael that were made fully by a yid. No, never once was it owned by a goy. In that case, a father will not require to be skin of a club. However, you'll have certain cases where even if you buy from a Jew, if the original owner was a goy, then a father you have to be careful. You have to do, and I'll give you another example. You have these challah boards. Wooden challah boards with a piece of glass on the top, right? No one knows what I'm talking about, right? So what happened? The guy came over to me, says to me, the glass smashed on the challah board. So what did he do? He went to a Jewish shop and he had a huge sheet of glass where they sell the glass, and he got them to make a piece of glass in the shape of the thing. Screw it on. What's that offer? Does he have to play with it now or not? Right? So I told him that it was the yid who did the glass job, right? So I said to him like this. Watch it as that. Afinu, the yid, had originally bought the glass from a guy. Oh, but who made this kli? Who devised this kli? Who made it into something that's usable for food? A yid. If it's made by yid, the bagger is going to be not hide in Tzvilas Kelim. That's number one. Let me get by some. This that we said it's a mitzvah min ha-Torah, right? Mamash ha-Torah in Tzvilas Kelim. And this is very important because a lot of people, I 3 weeks ago, I think I got a phone call from a bacher who was going to a certain place in Eretz Yisrael, certain relation of his, and he knew they don't tovel their kelim. So he knows he's eating from Tzvilas, come from kelim, that are not being tovel b'chlal. Is it mutter? Or is it aser? Person goes to certain restaurants. About it, we're not talking about a restaurant that's certain treger, but that's not a portion. Oh, we're talking about the place he goes to. He goes to a hotel, and he wants to know, I've said, that the glass over there that comes in the bathroom over there could be chayiv, could be not chayiv. It's the person that to use it. Now, the Baruch Hashem, we have over here in Chofetz Chaim. The Mishneh Berurah and Simon Shenchov Gimel. Now, very rarely do we have a Mishneh Berurah on these things, because this is Yerideya Sugyos. The Mishneh Berurah and Shenchov Gimel, we also have a Ramah, so Simon Kuf Chof in Yerideya, that tells us that the food that goes onto a kli that was never toibled will never be awesome. Never ever be awesome. Not only that took the Be'halacha, that the ishtamshus of the kli, the usage of this kli, will never ever be awesome more than it's Rabbanon. The Hayu, Tzvilas Kelim, that's the Reisa. Oh, but to use a kli that wasn't toibled, that's going to Rabbanon. There is an interesting shayla in the Poskim. If a person's allowed bechlal to keep a kli in his house that was never toibled, he goes, for example, tonight, and he goes to buy himself a Jewish foreman. What's the halacha? Does he have to go along and straight away put it into the mikvah? You know, Moshe Shtabach told me one time, Mufush, you are not allowed to keep it in your house. We have a day where you might come to use it without Tzvilas Kelim. So he told me, you're not allowed to. Now, I looked up certain different poskim. It seems from the Reva poskim, this is the minig, is that people are not happening on this. It's right in the Be'alocha, the Amor, Chulei, that a bad if a person buys a kli, he's not mechuyev to do Tzvilas Kelim now. He can do it on the next opportunity that he gets. Oh, that's number one. Let me go and bite. There's a famous mistake that people make. What's this mistake? Can I use it once? Right? Famous thing? Yeah, you can use it once without toivening it, right? People have such a anoga that they make. You have to use a kli once without toivening. Now, I have to tell you, there is makovus such a thing. There's a reed in Avodah Zorah, there's a Rabbeinu Shmuel. Some of the Rishonim want to tell you that, listen, over here, I have a mitzvah. I have a mitzvah to do Tzvilas Kelim. No, I want to use it. Say it! So I'll do the mitzvah later. Of the Lalocha Lemaisa to tell you, and this is the Psak of Shrein Zalman Obach, that Abadu is Osagomo for a person to use a kli ever without toivening it. Ever. Osagomo, forget, Shrein Zalman says you oivin asay. Every single moment that you're using it, you mamish oivin asay. Osagomo to you. It's a very important thing. I remember a Bacha wants to call me up, he was sick, he bought himself a brand new kettle to make hot water, he wants to make himself a tea. Is he allowed to do that? So I told him to toivin it. He says, no, I didn't toivin it. So in a minute we'll explain what's halacha with electrical items, whether they have the same din or not. But by etzma, I told him, you've got to toivin it. So there is a certain aid to the Shulchan Aruch brings in Arachayim in Yerideya, if a person can give it to a goy and then borrow it back. Say that, not for now.
Hotel won't be fine.
Again?
Hotel, the cups in the bathroom.
You have to know, if the cup in the bathroom is not made for drinking, and it's only made for washing out your mouth after toothpaste or mashu kazeh, the cup is not a kisuda, not a kisuda, it's not chayim b'chlal. Right? There's a vinyon in that. We're not going to hotel too much. It's quite a difficult noise, quite complicated the vinyon. Let me get back to it. No, if I don't know that. If a person has soup inside, it's not my kli. I will serve the soup. Right? There was a meister once with the Sapper Rebbe. The Sapper Rebbe was once served there some soup, and he didn't eat it. He said, well, why do you eat the soup? He said, you want me to eat from a kli that wasn't tabled? See, he felt something inside the soup over there. But when she writes, if it's a soup, you might not use it. Because the stamps of the kli over there is a problem. That's it. It's a schnitzel. No, so you don't really need the kli. You can be making over there. That's what Moshe writes.
What about a cup of water? What's a cup of water? I think that's how you go. I've been tasting, we need to like, get a cup. Let's say no hotel lobby, right? You can't use it for the glass.
No, who said you can't use it? It depends. First of all, maybe you table it. And even if you didn't table it,
maybe it's a Kilani hotel. Could you have.
If it's by the sink and it's used for the toothpaste, not for the dining room.
No, in the lobby.
They use it for drinking. No, yeah. Of course you can't use it.
You can't use it all.
Again, if it was only the yeast. The owner's a goy, there's no shayla bakal.
No, it's a yeast.
You've got a problem. Others have problems. There's no shayla. No, I'm again, Daita.
But the owner's a goy, you'll let him go, you
don't? I find that. There's no chayla bakal. There's no chayla. No, no, no chayla. No chayla. Okay. Now, what's chayla? which kli is chayiv in tefilas kelim? So we'll start with the makayus from the Heilige
Torah.
The Torah writes, right, and Rashi brings this in the Zohar, the Fayin Hay, the Raya, right? The Torah writes, kol dovar sheyavoi ba'esh, anything that comes into contact with fire. Zot Rashi, what comes into contact with fire? A kli that people use to eat, a knife, a fork, a plate, mashu gazeh. Zot deh, or dovar shulchan aruch, ladocha, in kol chof in yoy deh. That any kli su'uda is chayiv. That means a kli su'uda. What's a kli su'uda? A kli su'uda is anything that has direct contact with the food. Now, which materials? Now, here we get into big shayis. Right? There's a lot of different materials out nowadays that were never, ever created. Right? They weren't found in the times when the Gemara, when the Shulchan Aruch wrote what they wrote. But then we have to use the priestin that we have to down the shayla. Let's start like this. The Torah tells us six metals, six different types of metals are chayiv. That's chayiv min hatoyra. That's double poshut. Right? Chayiv min hatoyra. Now, aluminium, or as Americans call it, aluminum, right, is a big shayla. If anybody remembers when you went to physics class, right, I'm sure that you remember, right, the physics class. What happens in the physics class? They make a certain table over there explaining all the metals. If you remember, aluminum, or aluminium, is a totally different type of thing than actual regular metal. It's made of totally different particles. It's a whole aluminium. What's the halacha over there? Rav Moshe writes, the whole of something. I don't know. I don't know if aluminium is chayiv in HaTorah because it's metal, or maybe it's something else completely and it's only drabonon. Absolutely no nafkamina to us because we have to table anything anyway. How about glass? Now, glass we know is only a mitzvah midrabonon. It's not min HaTorah. Zuk the piece of is gotten based. What's the pshat? Pashat, he brings over there a yaidit. What does he say? Glass, as you know, can be melted down and reformed again. Right? Reshaped. Zuk the piece of tshuva. Metal, the soul of metal is you can take it, you can melt it down, and you can reshape it. So, since glass does exactly the same thing, so the glass is also chayiv, algoponim, midrabonim. That's poshut. China, ceramic, porcelain, for example, all our plates, all our mugs, right, the coffee mugs, what's the halacha with that? So the halacha, the maisa, potatum tefilas kelim. Nobody ever has to go along and take a plate, a china plate, right? Made of china pottery, whatever it may be, or take his mug that used for his coffee, and he has to bring a mikvah. Now you'll tell me I've just seen some weird faces there, because everybody does it, right? Who will eat on such a kli? The teretz is a zoi. You have to know the Shulchan Aruch and see Allah tells us. If you have a kli, that's one thing, chayiv in tefila. One thing not chayiv in tefila. What's the halacha? For example, a china plate is often glazed with a glass. Ah! So inach and ami. The china inside, I don't have the table. Oh, but the glazing on top, which is glass, I do have the table. So you'll tell me, very posh, bismaneinu, everything's fake, right? Everybody knows that nowadays everything is fake. Nothing is real. The glazing on the china is fake. It's not even real. Not even real glass. Big nafkamina for blias, big nafkamina for hefsud, for hagola. I'm not going to get into it right now. Oh, but the mice, you have to know. The post can say that the minute is that we still table all our china and all our crockery. Even though it might not be real glass, it's a something I'll go upon him, and that's the minute. Now, again? No bracha over there. Glass, yes, because it's drabonon. But this is a something I'll go upon him, don't make a bracha. Here's the shiner, plastic. You buy yourself a nice, huge, plastic, coffee cup. Do you have to toivel it or not? So I'll tell you, it's a very poshut of hakira. We said over here that glass is doim into metal. Why is it doim into metal? Because you can melt it. Is the pshat that they were massacring with Rabbanon on glass? Why is it massacring on glass? Say it for a reason that it's doim into metal, but only glass, nothing else. Or no? The reason why they were saying that they were massacring on glass is because it's doim into metal. Therefore, anything that's doim into metal is including the zayin. What would the nafkamina of this hakira? Baruch Hashem, plastic. Why? I can go along and I can actually melt it down and start over again. So what's the halacha with plastic? I remember speaking once in Hanof to Moshe Shtabach, and he told me that why do we have to table plastic? When I say plastic, well, I don't mean disposable cups and plastic plates and plastic knives and forks. I'm talking over here about thick, heavy plastic that people store the containers of chicken soup and the cookies and all sorts of chvais, like we said, the coffee cup. These are hard plastic things. The Minchas Shidduch has a Chuvin Chelik base and says, Avadi have to table plastic. Right, when Moshe Shtelbach from Yerushalayim told me, Avadi we table plastic. A Talmud from a Palm in America told me, Avadi we table plastic. Oh, but you have to know, the Minchas Shidduch. And this is the minhag in America for sure, and most places come over here, Moshe held that way, the Chazanish held that way, I spoke to Mishul Orbach about this, I spoke to Dayanim in Chutzlars about this, the mice of the minhag is that we don't take a plastic thing and we actually play with it. That's the Moshe. Let me get it later. Okay, so a Kli Suda is anything that touches the food, right? Now, it's very interesting to know, we have to know, there are certain things that touch the food that are not actually chayiv in Tefillas Kelim, right? For example, a tray. A person takes a tray and he wants to serve something. Now, it could be that the food sometimes touches the tray, but that's not something that brings the food to me. Now, maybe the food itself normally comes on plate. That's not going to get chayiv. Who are they not by saying? A bottle opener, right? To open up a bottle of wine, that does not need Tefillas Kelim. It's a machloikas ha-poiskin between Rav Bosma and Rav Moshe if a person has to table a nutcracker. That's a shame whether it actually touches the food or it doesn't touch the food. Or the be'etzem, the ma'isa person can't be naked in certain situations. But about it with a wine opener, about it does a can opener, someone asked me recently, about it does not need to be escaping because it's not something that's the be'etzem that deals with the food. Let me get right to. Now, I have to mention a very important nekuda, because I realized I gave this shit recently to somewhere else. And people came over to me afterwards and told me, I cannot believe you said that, and now I have to go and travel half my kitchen again. What's the pshat? If you have one material, right? You have a knife. Let's take a knife. You have one of these really sharp knives. Now, and the blade is metal. The handle is plastic. How much you have to table? So a lot of people told me, what they do? They push it. We know the minute gives, we don't table plastic. So they hold it by the handle, we'll speak in a minute how to table exactly. They dip it in the blade, and try it, go to. Same thing with a hand blender, right? You have one of these hand blenders that you press the button, and you make the soup over there, and the bottom has got this blade. So a guy took money, she came up to me after the shave, and he told me, I don't believe it. He just dips in, it's just the blade. I told him, Rabbi Shish advised from Shayim and Achayim also, but Rabbi Shish never told me, Bashar, when something is one clean, the whole thing has to go in. Even if it's a chayim, it's not chayim in Sfida because it's a material we don't know, for example, plastic. But etzem, the whole thing has to go in. That's very, very important. I have to mention that. Let me get back to that. Electrical items. Oh. See, here always the shayim has come up the whole time. No, Rabbi, it's electric, so it's okay, right? They have to know. I never saw anywhere in any of the poskim make a din that electric has enough demeanor when it comes to Tefillas Kelim to be more makel, right? To make that just a swore over there, we're not going to into a mechob, but the character say of the Essen, but Moshe writes clear that there is no chiluk if it's electric or not electric. I can tell you from my own experience for myself and all the people that have called me up, I always ask them, just tell me if it ever gets ruined by tabling it, let me know. Not one of them ever called me back. Right, and I'm talking about toasters, and I'm talking about sandwich makers, and I'm talking about all sorts of electrical items. If you leave it for 3-4 days, whatever, it depends on the weather conditions, after you turn to the rabbi's side, I'm not guaranteeing you. Over the Maisa, most situations you'll find that if you let it dry totally on the inside, absolutely no problem. Now, what happens with... What's that?
The plug, the whole...
You don't have to drop the whole plug, amazing. You don't have to... You dip in the whole thing without the whole plug. You dip in just part of the wire. Now, people are sometimes scared, right? People are scared. Why? I should dip my whole sandwich toaster in. Can't do such a thing. So if a person is that scared, he's worried, and they told him, but if you do that, you'll ruin it. So you can't be simon, as a shame that lady is a minchatitzchok, that a person can be simon and table only the part that comes in contact with the food, and not the entire utensil. Now, there's another eitzah. What's the other eitzah? A baby shmaka eitzah. Go over to a shop, who know how to deal with these things, tell them to dismantle it, but Rabbi Yisrael, I have to mention, when I say dismantle it, I don't mean remove the plug. That's what someone told me. He said, say that, I took off the plug, and I put it back together again. What's the minor of dismantling a kli? Who made this kli? You broke it. And now, a yid comes along and reassembles it. So the yid that reassembles it, that's gavaldik, it's not chayav to be skeleton. Because the yid made the kli. That's what I'm saying, not the plug. The plug, you basically use it without it. I think it's very important to actually, there's a person, for example, in different places that I know. I send people to different places that have a Shabbos urn, right? So they go up to a certain place, they take away a few wires over there, you can't use it anymore. Now the yid comes along, fixes it up, gives it back to you, married it. Don't use Tefillas Kelim. But again, about a person has to go to someone that knows how to do these things properly. That's very important.
What's the difference between the electrical items that you could just put in half of it and
it is a spirit to say that it only requires the mukka that touches the food and not the whole electrical part on the other side.
You
can be same from that.
Shane came in the knife with the plastic handle.
That's Mamish Wankli. A little bit schwer. Okay, let me get back to 2 more minutes. Uh-huh. Okay, disposable things on both sides. Disposable things, you have people that take like aluminum pans and they'll make colours in them and they'll make cookies in it and use it again and again and again. Unbelievable. What's the halacha with that? So the essence we have to know, and we know this from Mishnahs and Shabbos all over the place, that something that I'm going to throw out, something that's got no essence here, right? It's not going to exist for long, it's not going to have shivas of a clean. However, Umar told me, and I saw after Rus and Sheikh Talibi and other police came, that if a person buys something and his kabbalah is to keep it, right? His kabbalah is to keep this thing, then above he has to table it. That's double posture. When Moshe finds it, that's a Moshe Kachetish. When Moshe tells that I can go along and I can take this aluminum foil and I can use it 2, 3, 4, 5 times for challah. What's the hatter? I said, every time you use it, it's worse. And more, you know, it gets more crumpled and it gets more bashed up. That's more. That's basically on the way out. That's okay. However, I told the Oyla, we have to remember, there's a big kumra from Moshe, but it comes out to be a huge kumra. What's the kumra? When it comes to Kiddush, you can't use a plastic cup. Because Moshe himself holds that plastic, disposable things that you don't throw away, have got no chashivas on the kli. And we know, like the Gemara tells us in Brach, and the Shulchan Aruch tells us in the Rechaim, that a battle for making Kiddush, we need the kli. So according to Moshe, good, you can eat the kula of using the aluminum pans, but you're going to have to take the chumra of not making Kiddush on a plastic cup.
You can't even use two cups to go on
there. There's two cups, but etzim in halacha, there's no makor for two cups. No, it makes a person feel more gishmak. Oh, it's more gishmak, more chashiv. Yeah. What's more chashiv about two cups? Let me ask a question. Two cups, so what everyone does, they take two cups and coffee. You throw it out, or you take out one and then you put that one back. Right. That's the answer. There's absolutely no difference in halacha that says two cups is better than one. That's
zero, zero plus zero.
It says in Tzitz Eliezer, if I remember correctly, I think there's a Tzitz Eliezer that says that if a person actually is stuck in a kiddush, and he goes, what's he going to do? The answer, keep the cup for a little bit longer. Give it a chashivas of a kli. Okay, a person buys a baiser, a jar of coffee from the shop. Right? Glass jar of coffee. They make them sometimes a metal pan also. What's the heter to use it? Hasn't been titled. So, Ramosha writes Poshet, Chalpis Yaakov writes Poshet, that when I'm buying it, I don't want the kli. I'm not interested in the kli. What I want the kuafi. I need the kli just to take it home. Remember, not chayv in tefila. Comes along,
Ramosha Stella, for example. Making into a kli?
What's that?
You take out the coffee.
That we'll get to in a minute, before we get to that. When I take every spoon that I take of coffee out, it's not called using it, that's to say that. That's how I have from Brazil Obach. Moshe Sternbach once told me in Harnoff, I remember I was walking down the street to his house, he told me a Chiddush Neira. I spoke over to his brother in law after the dynamic show of Moshe Medayin in England, and he wasn't asking to this. But the Maisa, he told me as though, and I found other places that also mask him. If you take a thing of coffee, now you have in your hand a spoon of coffee. Now, using it, I never use the clean because I'm just cleaning it out. But how about to pull some back? It's too much coffee, I need to pull some back. How about after Kiddush, you have that Becher with wine, I don't need so much wine, I want to pour it back into the bottle. Moshe Sternbach told me, Poshut Rabbi say it's awesome! Because now you're using it! Now, the Maisa, you have to know, most poskim are not masking to this, and Kacha heard from many poskim that the Etzem, we are Makel, and we call that not using it. That's called just getting rid of it. So there's a bit more coffee, so it puts it back, that's Mutter. However, once you've removed the coffee, or the wine, or the liquor, whatever it may be, from the bottle, and it's totally empty, right? No. Now it's awesome to use it! Because now it's awesome. Because now it's not a cleat, now it's totally empty, and now I'm going to refill it with a brand new usage. Then a budget's awesome. Comes along with Moshe and says, hold on a minute! Chabba Meiru Dika Svora. This is this, Rabbi Sai. We're finishing in a couple of minutes. Took the Moshe Svora as oi. Who made this clean originally? A guy. Did he make it for a clean? No, he made it to hold the coffee. Who's making the clean now? Who's deciding that he wants to continue using it as a clean? So Ramosha, me! Ich bin the Ramosha! I'm Jewish! I made the Kli of Ramosha! And it's what? No, Mr. Bachat. Ramosha, I want to tell you a Maisa Shahoya. This Maisa Ramosha can only happen in Eretz Yisrael. Such a Maisa like this. I was once giving a shiur in Tzvina Skeil in the same Inyan, and a Scottish fellow came up to me after the shiur with a salad bowl. Right? One of these glass salad bowls, right? So he says to me afterwards, no, you have to table such a thing. Looked at it, glass, yeah, no, why do you have to deal with it? He said, you understand, it comes from my washing machine. Huh? You understand, this is all, right? It's not dashing. My washing machine broke down. So what am I going to do? I'm going to take the whole thing and I'm going to throw it out? Am I or not? I'm going to take off the rim, the door, right, that round glass over there. I'm going to take off the plastic bit. No, I'm a salad bowl. Amazing, that's what he told me. I told him, I'm a Moshe. When Moshe Tainer, something wasn't made to use the Klisuda. And I come along and say, I wanted to be a Klisuda. And Abad, that's a Bada. But we have 2, 3, 4 minutes. This is the finish of the Lachos of Tzvila Skedim. Often people know all these things. When it comes to Tzvila Skedim, they do it all wrong. They were never going to the mitzvah. And Abad, it's terrible. So how do we do Tzvila Skedim with Maisa? The first thing you have to know is that Ketubah Sikok Vim in Kufchav tells us. And you're so godly that there's an afkavina between Hagolah Skedim and Tzvila Skedim. Hagolas Kalim is the plat, get rid of the blia. There's Isser over there, there's Basavachol of his trade. Get it out! But Tzvidas Kelim, I'm not getting anything out. I'm retiring this Kli. Therefore, Zudek is true, but the entire Kli has to be dipped at the same time. You can't do half here, half there. That you can do by Hagolah, you cannot do by Tzvidas Kelim. Point number one, I always say. Point number two. When I was in England now, a woman called me up, she asked me the following question. She says, I'm by the mikveh now, and I need to ask you, how many times did you dip in the Kli? How many times? I said, one time. She said, it can't be, you're wrong. I said, what do you mean? Poshes. The guy in front of me, long beard, big pipe, he's dipping it in every single one in three times, and I'm standing over there waiting. Believe me, I know it. He's doing every single one three times. That's what she says. I said, let me tell you something. La locha, and the etzim go on the rosh, and it's a ruah, and it's all the way down to the shulchan aruch. There is no makor bechlal for doing it more than one time. That's poshes. If you look at la gola rosh, he says it was foolish. Da'ilu pam echot. However, I found afterwards, I looked around a little bit, a pika bole. As a shlokodish, over in Pesha Bhait, gets a gansa maisa. There's a hamakne, when it was showing him that tiny that people are scared of him do it right the first time. So the man will do it three times. There's no one hugging my zoe. But la locha, person has to know one time is enough. Number two, Rabbi Sai. It must not be a chatzitza. A chatzitza means a sticker, a price label. Vadai osa, the person comes back and he finds the bottom of the plate over there. He's got a sticker there, did not work. Play with the law over again. However, there are certain stickers that are not chatzitza. For example, number one, Rabbi Zai, instructions. If a person has on his, let's say his Shabbos kettle, it says only fill till here, with a big sticker on it, right? It's a bag, he keeps it on, he wants it to stay on, that's not a chatzitza. Who has it? Person has a beautiful crystal dish, and it says, you know, the Italian make on the side. No, he wants to keep it up, to show the island what he's got. So maybe that's a bag, not considered to be chatzitza, that's also chatzitza. Last thing, Rabbi Zai.
Depends if you're makbid or not.
That's basically based on what I'm just saying right now. Normally, many people are not makbid on the crystal and the instructions or everything else yet. And the last thing Rabbi Zai is a person should try, it's got pietaz, and I'll be sure, another achronim, is a person should try to let go of the thing while it's inside, so it should be fully immersed. If you can't, you're scared it will drop. So the Shulchan Aruch brings and Taz brings many eitzes. One of them is put two hands, pass it from hand to hand. And the other eitzah is, you dip your hand in water to the mikveh first, that's the Taz. So Amor, dip it in first, and then you get it wet, and then you can put it in, then it's about the water going that way. Okay, Rabbi Sai, this was Kitzah Hilchos Tzvidas Kelim. Tomorrow, Rabbi Sai, hold the Vinyan.